Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. We glorify your holy name. Lord, you are worthy of praise and glory and honor. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Oh, God, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify the name of Jesus. Be magnified in the heavens. Be magnified in the earth. Be magnified, Lord Jesus, in our lives. Be magnified in this service this morning. Be magnified, majestic, almighty, most powerful. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, you watch over us as we slept through the night. There are battles that you fought that will do not even know of, and that we'll never even know of until we see you face to face. Thank you, Lord, for watching, for preserving us through the night. Thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning and it's fully by your grace, oh God. And so we do not take it for granted. We are grateful to you, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give us another day, Lord. So, Father God, we bless you and we thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you for our families, our friends, our children, our spouses. We thank you for those that are dear to us. Oh, God, we thank you. Father, we even thank you for the enemies who have become stepping stones to take us higher, to learn more of you, oh, God. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Father God, we thank you and we bless your name. Father, we thank you that we have food to eat. We thank you, Lord. We do not take them for granted. We thank you, Lord, for you are Jehovah Jireh for providing. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. You are Jehovah Tikkunu, our righteousness. We thank you, Jesus. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we praise you and we love you, Jesus. We worship you, O God. We honor you, O God. We reverence you. We bow down before you. You are God from the beginning to the end. You are God eternally. Hallelujah. We reverence your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours, O God. Father God, we thank you, O God, for blessing the works of our hands. We thank you, O God, that we can walk and go into the bathroom, O God. There are things that we take for granted, O God, that we think is all is just there. But Lord, we do not want to be ungrateful to you. Lord, the simple things in life that people call simple, others is so difficult. Oh, God, there are people right now in the hospital that intubated and they cannot breathe by themselves, but we thank you that we can breathe by ourselves. And so we say thank you, oh God. We bless your name. And we pray, Lord, that even those that are going through difficulties in their physical bodies, Father God, we pray that your healing virtues, oh God, that you will heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. There are some that are displaced, oh God. But Lord, thank you that you give us homes and places to stay. We say thank you, Lord. We do not take that for granted. We bless your name. Father God, when we even look at the news and all that's happening around the world, especially in Ukraine, oh God, children, the parents, homes being bombed, oh God, we ask you, Lord, to intervene. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We ask you, oh God, for your divine intervention, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, only you can perfect our lives. Oh Father God, when we try to do these things on our own, we mess up. But when we depend on you, it can be made right. When we totally, totally surrender to you, oh God. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you in advance because we have faith and trust in you that you will perfect all that concerns that nation, the children, the mothers, the families of Ukraine. You will perfect all that concerns our lives, our children's lives, our grandchildren's lives, in the name of Jesus, our spouses' lives. In the name of Jesus, you will perfect all that concerns us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that we will walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in our lives. Move in every area of our lives. We surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the living God. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in our lives. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender our lives, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Move in our lives, Holy Spirit. Take everything in our life that is not of you, Almighty God. Move in the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. Move in the lives of our spouses in the name of Jesus. Father, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, move in every era of our lives in the name of Jesus, in our homes, in the lives of our children. Perfect those things in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost. Let there be light. Let there be light in the dark areas of our lives. Let there be light in the dark areas of our children's lives. Let there be light in the dark areas of our spouse's life. Let there be light in the dark areas of our grandchildren's lives. Let your holy light begin to shine in the dark areas of our siblings' lives. Let your light shine in the dark areas of our lives, in the dark areas of our nieces and nephews' lives. Let there be light, Holy Ghost, hover over our lives. Let your light shine, illuminate us, the Holy Ghost. Let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, your light shine, oh God. Holy Ghost, Father, let our lives come into divine order the way that you ordained it to be in the name of Jesus. We uproot everything that is not of God in the name of Jesus. From in our lives, in the name of Jesus, we uproot it not by might or power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. We uproot those things that do not bring glory and honor to your name in the name of Jesus. We uproot in the name of Jesus those things in the foundation of our lives, in the ancestral foundation, generation foundation of our lives, things that are hindering our destiny. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We uproot those things in the lives of our children and grandchildren that does not bring glory and honor all to your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, fire of God, burn those things that does not bring glory and honor to your name in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Uproot it and burn it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Things that have been hindering us for 1 year, things that have been hindering us for 2 years, 3 years, things that have been hindering us for 10 years, 20, 30, 40 years, in the name of Jesus, things that are in our foundation of our lives, in the name of Jesus, Lord, uproot it in the name of Jesus, that is causing cracks in the foundation of our lives, that is hindering us from moving forward, uproot it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let our lives be built on Christ, the solid rock we stand. All upper ground is singing sand. In the name of Jesus, Christ is the cornerstone. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus restore. Let the blood of Jesus deliver. Let the blood of Jesus set us free. In the name of Jesus, what you bind on earth will be bind in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we loose our hands. We loose us ourselves from the clutches of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we shake ourselves loose. In the name of Jesus, who the Son has set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus, free us, O God. Free us, O God. Things that are hindering us, O God. Reveal it. Take it out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let our lives bring glory. Let our lives bring honor to your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray, O God, for our children. We pray, O God, for our grandchildren. We pray, O God, for our spouses. Every one of the sound of my voice, O God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we plant that tree of righteousness. The seed of righteousness, the seed of Jesus Christ, into the foundation of our lives in the name of Jesus. of living waters that produce fruit in this due season. And so, Lord, we thank you for taking the weeds out. The weeds that were choking us, we thank you for removing us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we can grow in holiness, that we can grow in righteousness in the name of Jesus, that we can grow in faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You came, Jesus, that we may have life and have life more abundantly. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for abundant living in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we do not look at the things with our physical eyes, but we look at things with our spiritual eyes. Illuminate our eyes. Take the scales of our eyes. Let us look into things from the eyes of Almighty God, from the perspective of Almighty God, who the Son has set free is free indeed in the name of Jesus. So therefore, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and Father God, we cry out to you, have mercy, forgive us, O God, of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart and renew our right and a steadfast spirit within us, O God, mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our siblings and nieces and nephews, mercy for each and every one of us. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. You said you will have mercy on who you choose to have mercy on, and you will have compassion on who you choose to have compassion on. Father God, you said if we confess our sins, you, oh God, you are faithful and just, and you are willing to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this morning, we pray for mercy. We cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus into the atmosphere, the cyberspace, the network, the service. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus, our wombs in the blood of Jesus, our children in the blood of Jesus, grandchildren, spouses, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Lord, every cell in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. The blood, we suck cells, tissues, organs, systems in the blood, of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the blood. Holy, I must say, the cleansing power in the blood of Jesus, the healing power in the blood of Jesus, the redemptive power in the blood of Jesus, the sanctification in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for intimacy in the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, healing in the blood, restoration in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. This morning, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor. We come fitly dressed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, ready and prepared in the name of Jesus with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6, 10 to 18, in the name of Jesus. We put our children. We put the arm on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, everyone under the sound of our voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yet I must say, when the enemy come against you, raise up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us, every tongue that rises against our children, holy, I must say to the echo, shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Not the anointing from yesterday, but the anointing for today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pour upon each and every one of us fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Empower us to do what you call us to do. Empower us to do your will in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, you give us the authority to step over scorpions and demons in your name. We come in the name of Jesus, and we destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We destroy work of darkness against our lives, against our destinies, in the name of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to the courts of heaven in the name of Jesus. Father God, we plead a guilty plea, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we thank God for Jesus Christ, who is our advocate, who is our lawyer, in the name of Jesus, who stand on our behalf. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, our advocate. Thank you, Jesus, our counselor. Thank you, Jesus, for standing on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus, that when the Lord sees us, he sees not guilty in the name of Jesus, because he looks at us through the eyes of Jesus. Yes, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for refreshing. Refreshing in the word of God, refreshing in you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the holy angels being with us, warring on our behalf, in the name of Jesus, and doing the biddings of Almighty God in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every plan of the enemy against us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, against your plan, against your purpose, oh God. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose only God's plan shall prevail, only the counsel of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, shall prevail. We'll thank you that we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that the battle is not ours. It is yours. You won it more than 2,000 years ago on the cross. You said it is finished, and it is. We don't only say it. We believe it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord, that we are winners in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the mind of Christ that is in us. We thank you, Jesus, for complete and total restoration. We thank you, Lord, for healing wounds. We thank you, Lord, for healing bodies. We thank you for making us whole in the name of Jesus. To Lord, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Oh, yeah, my sin. Fill us up, Holy Ghost, in an overflow. Power us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are weak, but you are strong. Perfect all that concerns us. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We bless you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that everything you have planned and ordained in our lives, it will truly come to pass in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Turn your Bibles quickly. I'm just going to keep you for another 5 or 10 minutes. So Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 is one of the scriptures that I don't know why God is taking us there this morning, but we're going to see in a short while why he is taking us there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 31, I'm just going to read one, starting from verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hand. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her cattle goeth not out by night. She lifts her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her arm to the poor, yet she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow, for her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh covering of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She shall rejoice in time to come. Strength and honor are in her clothing, and she shall rejoice. She shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. In her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, for thou excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gift. Let her own works praise her in the gift. And the Lord brought this to me as we're worshiping. And who can find a virtuous woman? Hallelujah. And many things, a woman with high moral character. And many people, oh, yes, it's not a perfect woman. This is what I'm going to say to you. A virtuous woman is not a perfect woman. A virtuous woman is a woman that has gone through different things in life. You just cannot wake up in the morning and be a virtuous woman. Hallelujah. You cannot just wake up in the morning and be a virtuous woman and say, oh, I'm a virtuous woman. I do this. You can pick all these things that they're describing. Hallelujah. No, that's not it. The Bible says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. So if the Bible tells you in time to come, a virtuous woman has been a woman that's been through the fire, that has been through the wrinkles. That's what a virtuous woman, because a virtuous woman has to be able to speak to other women about what she's been through to help them to come out and sing and tell them about her experiences in life. Let her works praise her in her gates. A virtuous woman is a woman that fears the Lord. It's a praying woman. A woman that has faith in God regardless of what she's been through. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you see, when you look at the virtuous woman, you look at Mary Magdalene that Jesus met that had seven demons in her. When you look back at the story, yes, she's a virtuous woman. Why do I say it? Because of all the things that she went through. But when you met the Savior, things change. Hallelujah. Because you can never become a virtuous woman until you meet the Virgin, Jesus Christ, and there can be transformation and changes from glory to glory, from strength to strength. No woman is born a virtuous woman. You got to go through the wrinkle. You got to go through experiences in life. Hallelujah. You got to go through the fire. You got to go through the storm. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you. A virtuous woman has faith regardless of whatever storm that is going on in her life. She happens. A virtuous woman is like Mary, Jesus' mother, who watched Jesus, hallelujah, as they beat her son and nailed him to the cross. Oh, that's a virtuous woman. How did she have the strength to see them beat her son and nail him to the cross? How did she do it? You might say, oh, it's easy. Let me tell you, my sisters and brothers, it's not easy to see that you have a son or a daughter being whipped, humiliated, and yet and still you cannot do nothing. Your hands are tied, and you just got to sit and watch and cry because your hands are tied, and all you do is trust in the Lord. And God gave you that grace to go through it, and you can look back and say, how did I get over? It is only by God's grace that you got over. A virgin woman. Hallelujah. She pushes. She don't stop. She keeps praying. She looks at her children through the eyes of God. Hallelujah. A virgin woman can see gifts and talents in her children because she depends on God, can see gifts and talents in her spouse or mate. in the name of Jesus. Who can find a price is higher than rubies? Oh, God, you've been, because you people say, oh, perfect marriage. No, a virtuous woman goes through marriage, through different things in her marriage. She comes up strong, hallelujah, because her experience is, gives her wisdom. Give her wisdom, and she comes through that refining fire, and she said, and she's been through pain, she's been through depression, she's been through a whole lot. But God said, who is that woman? God said, that's my daughter. She went through the fire, she went through the storm, and she never turned her back on me. She kept on moving. She is my daughter. She is my virtuous daughter. She did not give up on me. She trusted me. She did not lean on her own understanding. She looked to me each step of the way. Yes, she depended on me. She allowed me to work in her. She allowed me to work. She did not run away when she went through the fire. She allowed the fire to remove the dross and all those things in her life. Yes, she is my virtuous daughter. And I call her blessed. Call her blessed. You get a is a wisdom that comes from your experiences. And that's a wisdom that you already have from God, and a wisdom that comes from experiences. Let the works praise her. Because she is wise. A virtuous woman is a woman that's been through storms, been through pain. You can't just get there. No. You can't just wear a crown. No, we have gone through it. Gone through things with your spouse, with your children, through things with your life. A virtuous woman has been a woman that has been rejected and neglected. Because through rejection and neglection from man, she received that favor from God. Hallelujah, because she put God first. Put God first. Hallelujah. So my sisters and my brothers, and I say to the men, I pray those that are here that the Lord open the eyes of men to see the gift that God has given them. Hallelujah. She is a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. She seeks the face of God. The woman caught in the act of adultery. Yes, came a virtuous woman. But Jesus said, go and sin no more. She was put to shame and humiliation. But her life changed. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Many of us have been through some storms of life. That we can trust you even in sickness, in pain, in everything. That we know that we will come out as fine as gold. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for the things that we've been through and we're still going through. We thank you for the refining fires. We thank you for taking up the dross from our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we are examples for the next generation. We thank you, Lord, for Father God for the gifts and talents that you've placed in us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. Grace, how we got over, we'll live through your grace. We thank you, Lord, for healing, for deliverance, for restoration. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us with favor. You are the glory and the lifter of our heads. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is just a tip of the iceberg. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Sunday. Thank you for joining us. In Jesus' name, amen.